KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 55 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies today in a high of 83. Our low this morning was 54, and we pick up 9/100ths of an inch of rainfall during that windy storm that passed through yesterday morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In area news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an Atlantic man, 30-year-old Joseph Dean White, was sentenced last week to 2 years in prison at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center at Coralville after being found guilty in Adair County District Court to a felony charge of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. His fines of $625 plus a 15% surcharge were suspended, but White was ordered to pay a $90 domestic or sexual abuse crimes surcharge restitution to his victim. His cash-only bond was set at $2,500. Joseph White was being held in the Adair County Jail while awaiting space at the correctional facility in Coralville. On August the 5th, Adair County deputies arrested 41-year-old Crystal Marie Mack of Creston in Orient following a non-injury accident at the 2900 block of Henry Wallace Road. Mack was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, a marijuana pipe, and possession of a controlled substance first offense, marijuana. She was cited and released at the scene. And on August the 3rd, Adair County deputies arrested 27-year-old Jesse Patrick Beeman of Red Oak at the Montgomery County Jail. He was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for violation of parole. Beeman was being held on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on drug charges Saturday of 63-year-old Terry Dean Calhoun from Oneida. He was taken into custody on felony charges that include sponsoring a gathering where drug control substances are used and possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, both Class D felonies. Calhoun was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $10,000 bond. And on Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Christopher Michael Miller of Griswold on a felony charge of OWI third or subsequent offense. Miller was being held until being released the following day on his own recognizance. State health officials today report four more deaths are attributed to the COVID-19 for a total of 935 and 164 new confirmed cases of the virus compared to 268 on yesterday, for a total of 49,164. Long-term care facility deaths account for 500 of the state's death toll. The IDPH says more than 525,590 Iowans have been tested. Over 2,450 have tested negative since 10 a.m. Monday, for a total of 473,316 to date. And nearly 38,000 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. Hospitalization data show 244 are hospitalized with the virus across the state. That's a decline of 20 since Monday's report. 64 are in an ICU, down 57 from Monday. And 34 were admitted to a hospital since Monday's report as compared to 26 yesterday. Southwest and Western Iowa hospitals report two more admitted since Monday for a total of 16, six in an ICU as opposed to five yesterday. One person was hospitalized compared to none Monday, and one person remains on a ventilator. The IDPH says due to severe weather conditions on Monday, some Iowans being treated for COVID-19 in a long-term care facility or at a home may have been transferred to a hospital or other care facility for temporary treatment due to damage to their place of residence. Therefore, that may cause some hospitalization data on the COVID-19 site to fluctuate in the short term. Long-term care data showed today that 25 outbreaks, unchanged from Monday. Also, 809 patients and staff have tested positive at those facilities. That's five more than on Monday. 466 have recovered, an increase of 41, and there have been 500 deaths altogether, as mentioned, at those facilities. There's been no change in the positive case numbers for Southwest and Western Iowa counties, for Cass and surrounding counties, since 10 a.m. Monday, but there were some changes in the number of persons who have recovered from the virus. In Cass County, we have 44 recovered. That's a change from Monday. Adams County has another recovered for 12. Audubon County, 18 recovered. Guthrie County has 100 recovered out of their 132 cases. Montgomery County has 37 recovered. Pottawatomie County, 981 out of their 1,325 cases. And in Shelby County, 158 people have recovered from COVID-19 out of the 184 positive cases. You can take a look at the whole list there. And the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Joanne Larson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Joanne Larson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mabel Stahl, age 102, of Walnut, died November 6th. A graveside service for Mabel Stahl will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Knopp, age 100, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Knopp will be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Wellman, age 46, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Michael Wellman will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marvin Clark, age 84, of Oakland, died August the 6th at the Oakland Manor. A private family funeral for Marvin Clark will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. That'll be streamed live on the Recon Vieth Funeral Home Facebook page as well. Robert Greer, age 42, of Harlan, died August the 8th. A visitation for Robert Greer will be Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Arlene Wiederstein, age 76, of Audubon, died Monday at Exira Care Center. A visitation for Arlene Wiederstein will be on Thursday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a time of remembrance and prayer service at 6:30. Beverly Ruth Redler, age 86, of Atlantic, died August the 4th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Beverly Redler will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arletha Hockett, age 92, of Tennant, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Memorial services for Arletha Hockett will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Timothy Jacobson, age 40, of Harlan, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Timothy Jacobson will be this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Roy Big John Butler, age 80, of Springfield, Missouri, a native of Atlantic, died August the 7th. Funeral services for Big John Butler will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Lila Fenn, age 94, of Apache Junction, Arizona, and formerly of Oakland, died July 28th. Funeral services for Lila Fenn will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And Mardell Hansen, age 94, of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Private family services are planned for Mardell Hansen. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.